And let's move from North Korea to Cambodia. You think about that country, and one of two things probably come to mind: the magnificent ruins of Angkor Wat and the murderous reign of the Khmer Rouge. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, there's now a new destination in Cambodia for tourists.
In the port city of Sihanoukville, there's a little something for everyone. Sihanoukville's bars and beaches have long been popular with backpackers and sex tourists, a cheaper, easier, and less crowded version of similar haunts in neighboring Thailand. But Sihanoukville is now drawing a newer, more upmarket crowd that's threatening to transform the sometimes sleepy and sleazy port into something more respectable.
Emma, I have your goggles if you want.
The Soka Beach Hotel is Cambodia's first and only five-star beach resort, with a huge swimming pool and a private three-quarters of a mile long beach, less than a three-hour drive from the capital, Phnom Penh. It's popular with a weekend expat crowd from the capital and increasingly with visitors from abroad, like American Debbie Wu Tan.
Beautiful, beautiful beach. It's a new hotel. It's only been open for a couple years. When it was full, they had some service issues, but you know, they're working through it, and it's gorgeous. In fact, my children and my husband caught a little octopus this morning and several starfish out there. So it's been lovely.
Wu Tan came to Cambodia mainly to see the temples at Angkor Wat in Siem Reap and tacked on a few days at the beach for her four kids. The Soka Beach general manager, Pierre Bernard, says many tourists, mostly Europeans, are now doing the same. He says business has never been better.
The people go to Siem Reap, stop in Phnom Penh, and end up their vacation in Sihanoukville, whereas a few years ago they would go to Siem Reap, Phnom Penh, and then finish their vacation in Thailand.
Vicky Lea came as a tourist a few years ago and never left. She and a partner now run a dive shop in Sihanoukville, an idea she admits she would have thought absurd before she came.
I'd have been tempted to say, does Cambodia even have a coastline? I would never even have considered it. There isn't even a translation word in Cambodian for scuba diving. It's swimming underwater while breathing. You have to say it in a whole sentence.
These days, Lea and her partner have almost more business than they can handle, running their boat on day trips or longer liveaboards a few hours out near several islands close to neighboring Vietnam.
We've got a couple of reefs that are world-class, no two ways about it. You get staghorn coral, table coral, potato coral, massive big coral bommies, damselfish, angelfish, barracuda. We get bumphead parrotfish, turtles, a lot of nudibranchs, different anemones. It's very, very pretty place.
A pretty place and an exotic stamp in a diver's logbook and a new beach destination not yet overrun by developers. Soka Beach General Manager Pierre Bernard, though, predicts that will all change, and fast.
You know, in 10 years it will be certainly packed with hotels and resort and villas and things like that, you know. I can see it. I mean, looking at the number of people, investors coming every week here.
Several high-end resorts are already under construction. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.